It's time to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And Dusty Davis is our guest today. He is this year's chairman for the United Way campaign. Dusty, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. Now, we got some changes to announce with this year's Day of Caring. That's the biggest thing we want to get out this morning. It's moving up a little bit this year.
It is. We've decided to take it from fall. It's normally in September, and we're now making it in springtime. So Day of Caring is now going to be Tuesday, May 9th at 8 a.m. at the same place in the community center in the park.
I think this is a good move. You know, in fall, it seems like the last few years, it's kind of been battling some rain or what have you. The weather's not been the best to cooperate. And also, September gets to be real busy, so I think May's a good time to move it up.
It has, and that's a lot of why we did it. It was a busy time. We were busy trying to get the campaign started, and this gives us a little more space between that and the campaign.
Absolutely. So for those not familiar with the Day of Caring, you've got some fascinating numbers from last year's event.
I do. Day of Caring has been going on for many, many years, and last year we had 389 volunteers from 78 businesses giving over 2,065 hours. They worked on 68 projects for 23 non-for-profits in our community.
Isn't that something? I mean, that's amazing. Those are real numbers. That's just from last year. And, you know, many of these agencies that United Way serves, they really rely on the workers that the Day of Caring provides for them to keep their agency going strong throughout the year.
They do. They do. Year after year, we see a lot of the same loyal volunteers come out. We see a lot of new people every year, but they do a lot for our community in that one day.
So with the bump up and the new date, that means if you're a business and you want to send some volunteers from your business to work on the Day of Caring, we really need to get your name in there, right?
Right, right. We need people to start thinking about this, put on your calendar, and hopefully we have a good turnout this year again.
May 9th is the new date for the Day of Caring. So that means, does that mean the United Way, then the drive is going to kick off at that time? It's going to kick up sooner? Is that right?
Or? No. The drive will still be the same in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just taking the Day of Caring up only.
I gotcha. But the campaign drive, this is a good way to create awareness about it coming up in the fall. Do you have a goal set for this year's drive?
We have not yet. No. So we're still working on that.
But United Way, 23 different agencies, you said, that was helped last year with the Day of Caring. And the thing about the United Way, I always like to say, if you want to give back to the community and donate, and you don't know where to give that money to, the United Way is a great place to start.
It is. You know, on the United Way board, it's all local board members. We locally decide where to spend the money, and the money all goes locally. It doesn't go out of the county.
It really does. So you can help out, be a part of the Day of Caring. If you want to give to the United Way, you can do, there's several different options on giving, too.
There is. You can give just to the United Way. You can pick an agency you want to give to. They're all, again, all local agencies, and they all do great work for our community. Without any one of them, we'd be in trouble.
You can do flat donations, or even a lot of people do the payroll deduction.
They do. So we have a lot of businesses that correspond with United Way, and they all do payroll deduct.
If you want to help out United Way this year and the Day of Caring, again, circle the date, save the date. It is a new date this year. They're moving it up. It'll be May the 9th. That is a Tuesday, 8 a.m. in the morning. Meet at the community building at Eastside Park. Are you doing one in Odin, too?
I believe we are, and I don't have the details at that time.
But that, they usually do one in Odin and for the northern part of the county as well on the same day for the Day of Caring. So be a part of it. Again, May 9th is the new date. If you have questions or want more information, well, Zella there at the United Way office is a great way to start.
Correct. Yep. Feel free to give her a call and let us know if you'll be there or not.
United Way office is located upstairs in the Home Building Bank building here in Washington. And the phone number, 254-1038, is that number. Straight off of memory, Dusty.
Good job.
great job to you, and thanks for chairing this year's campaign for the United Way. I know it makes it a busy year for you. We appreciate your efforts. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.